but you never have any employment. Just like the all the clouds joined together. Then again there's the gust of wind and all the clouds, a portion goes to the left, a portion goes to the right, a portion goes to the west, a portion goes to the north, they go to different places. And Mayibhattari Bhutanam Amartasraya Kalpate. So, you have a complete devotion to me and you will get your moksha. That is Amartasva. You will become immortal. And how can you become immortal? By not having any more birth in that cycle. Anani Sarabhutanam Ajurantom Sarambhahi. For all these people, and the beginning, and the middle, and then the end, and all. So, he told her yogis, and in their lifetime after that, they deepen the mind, and they do accordingly, and finally, they reach the Lord at the end of the fall. Then, when all these people came, Rukmini and Satyabhamana were noticing. After all, he was in Gokulam and Vrindavan when our fellows ate 9 years old. And then he came to Mathura, and then from Mathura he came to Dwaraka. So he never went back. And now he has got the main queen and 50,000 daughters, other wives. With all that, in the night when he was sleeping, he was always calling on Radha, Radha, Radha. So these two people, Rumi and Sister, Rukmini and Satyabhama, he was thinking, how attractive is that Radha? What sort of attractive order he has put on this? So that this will always think of Radha, Rumi and Sister, he has 9 years old, now he is more than 25 years old, still he is thinking of her. And he never said my name once, he never said Satyabhama's name once. They were very curious then how they meet each other again. So when they came to this place, Kurukshetra, some of these friends of Krishna, these wives of Krishna, they said to her, through the venerable people to Radha, Krishna would like to meet you today evening at 4 o'clock at one corner of that lake. And they sent word, and Radha, they were also equally interested to see whether he still attached his wife or Radha. So they sent word to Krishna that tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Radha will be waiting. They come over there. And next day at 4 o'clock, at the dawn of the time, Radha was there, along with only one companion, lady companion. At the same time, Krishna came. They were in the distance. Radha looked at Krishna and she just smiled. Krishna looked at her and he just smiled. He turned back and went away. Radha turned back and went away. They never spoke to each other. So all these people were disappointed. This is what happened. The Shankaracharyas of all the Vedas, they never meet each other. then the question will be, who is to bow to whom first? And is it according to the egg, or is one of those pitas, where they say, is greater than the other? So it will raise so many answers to the issue. So they never meet each other. At one time, there were two Jivanusas. Both of the same girl. One was called the Chandrasekhara Bharati. He was the goddess of the Shringeri Pitas near Mysore. And the other one was Chandrasekhara Indra Saraswati. He was there, later on he spent 109 years of his body. He is a very great commander, appreciated by all. Foreigners have always referred him as the walking god. Usually in the other places, like Sringeri, the one who is Shankaracharya, he did not leave it till he died. He is the only case, 20 years earlier, he handed over everything to his successor. And he used to just become at about 9:30, take a military. After 12 o'clock, he used to attend the people. He did not talk. He was already 95 years old when he saw him. 99 years old. He was to leave his body in January 1994. I met him in October 1993, on my way to a big forest in Karnataka, known as Biyari, Dinigiri. So I went, I was in the VIP in Prusha along with other people. I never took one fruit. I don't know him. I was thinking that we are going to meet him, we are going to meet him, and what all the other anyway, after going there and home, everybody has brought a big basket of fruits. Then there was Benedict to him. He never mentioned it. But there were people who were taking the mandalya of their daughter who were to be married shortly. And those attendants will take it and just touch the body of Shankaracharya. And give it back to them. Shankaracharya never touched anything but this. He never acknowledged anybody. Namaste. Namaskar. Just that. I am very sorry that I have not taken anything. Because whoever has taken me, after taking it by trial, they brought back and gave it to them. And said, I have not brought anything for him. So I am not going to get any prasad. Prasad is nothing what he returns and what you took it, he returns. And I am not getting anything. Suddenly, the Shankaracharya saw me and told that sister, that is from Yadi, Yadi, they are standing. Ask him who is he? As if he didn't know. I told him, from Shankaracharya, the challenge is very good, and then he asked them to put one of the big baskets containing a lot of apples. Then the big apple at one end, he selected them, and David came and said, give it to that Swamiji. And it came to I have along with me, there was an advocate from Chennai who went up office. I didn't want to share my prasad with anybody else. He put it in my bag and never took it out to leave over there. And this Shankaracharya was, he went somewhere to accommodate him something. Darasana. And the same Dharamsala and the other places, the number of rooms are allotted. And the Shringeri Shankaracharya happened to come at the same time. He was also accommodated there. They were there for 3 days. On the second day, it so happened, both met at the door. There's only one exit door. So both met. So people are sitting. Now, we do it for the food. If many things we get away and went back to his room, then he also can have a message. They smile at each other and give it back to the spirit that is from the place of his own. What happened? This is what happened. And then when all the rishis say, Narada and all that, they went to Krishna's place. They can't meet Krishna when they want. They went to his father, Vasudeva. Vasudeva worshipped them, and then he says, Karmana karmani dharum, it has janna sadhishyatam. Look here. We have got this lot of karma, which is with the karma of Jesus Christ. Unless the karma is exalted, we cannot go towards spirituality, the spiritualness. And every time the karma is going on increasing in every month, he'll be doing some good things, some bad things. He'll have given some dance to somebody and he'll have learned some merit. So we require the reward for that. And they require punishment for the bad things we did. So again your body is bent. And the body is bent for 70 years, 80 years, and again you go on doing some bad things, good things. So it goes on. So is there any karma in any action which you can do in order to control the entire karma? That karma. Tell me, is there any karma, action which you can do, in order to wipe off all the past karma? Karma na karma nirara means the prayer. To make up for that, in order to eliminate all the past karma. Is there any method? Then, Narada says, it's a study. Nāti-yitta-mila-mitlāṁ vatnudeva-bhavusyāṁ kṛṣṇa-svāt-bhagam-dinnāṁ prichyati-jayātmanāṁ. The Lord Jesus is born in his house. And the Lord Jesus is born in his house. And the Vasudeva is not getting frustrated. He can ask God and he would tell him. But he believes him, this is my son, he is my son. So he doesn't have that bhava that he is God himself, that God. So I think he can see with me. So their problem is not already in the token for him. This and that. So, then he says, you know why? When somebody is very close, then naturally in due course, he loses his respect for the other person. Oh, you know what I'm saying? And he's so common, he's dead, he will be. Thus, the respect for the other becomes less. Very bad. You have great respect for the next person. The only is always with you, so he does your self-respect. What do you mean? Ah, I know. He is not bothered. So, then she says, yes, your question is this, and I am answering like this. Yes, Shraddhaya Vijay Krishnam, Sarvaya Jaya Saram Makai, Yatvasyopa Jamo Yantvai, Kamini Tapa Chakrudan. See, look here. Ishradaya aptavitene shukrene hijyeta purushan. With all sincerity, with all faith, you worship Lord Vishnu through a love. to be a bad tax. You would like to worship him? How? After you cost money. He says, don't use that money. He says, to pray and withstand and wait money, he says. And Clement is right. But even so, he says, it's a bad money, obviously. He's mentioning only for wait money. So wait money is there has to be a bad money. And further, which Sankaram, Ityadani, you are attached to your money. You get rid of it, you do some. You, in charity, you give your money. There is a way to get rid of your attachment to money. Which Sankaram, Ityadani, Gari, Sara, Sudeshanam. And how to deal the attachment to wife and son. He runs in the house. One day or the other, then the quarrel will begin. Every day he will quarrel and say, enough, enough, I want to leave the house. So thus, you will be able to lose your attachment to them. So you leave the house. Don't worry. This is the way to take away. Atma Lokeshanam Deva Kaleru Jaya Sudha. Lokeshanam means Deva Jaya. So, this is the last item to go. Everything you can leave. And the doctor. And the call my body. Let me think. I am only a beggar. And this is what should be said. Not the evil of other people. But there is the Hakrishna, there is Lokeshana. And apart from that, putting oneself in the full chair, red side, with all audios and videos, so the Lokeshana also. Three is Lokeshana. So these are all Lokeshana. Going and giving a church and building this position of itself. As well as it is concerned. When will it go? It will go in due course. There are the other all the things which will go in due course by the grace of God. Otherwise, there is no method by which you can take it. This remains to the last telling people, you know that. I went in Bhagavad and there were 10,000 people. I didn't know that so many people would come. This is all Lokeshana. You want the name that some of the people came, that some of the people came. But it's all Lokeshana. That's all. And then some song you're always ready to people. I don't take names because you are saying, success, don't say, that's his name. This was his book. So he said, I don't take that, I don't take this. But then I heard that is how you are speaking. Oh, you take this. This is nothing, this is just like you know, Rasa. In Rasa we take this, I take this. This is not going to be a book. Oh, Rasa. Then, Vasudeva Bhavan Munam, Bhajya Pramaya Harim, Jagatam Isharam Raja, Sayadvam Putrabhandakam. Hey Vasudeva, you should be able to please the Lord Hari more easily because he has been born in your own house as your own son. You are seeing him daily. So try to have some respect for him that he is God. You develop it. This is the other way. So immediately he heard, all right, some of you might you please come as my priest and please have it done. So immediately they had it done, all the religious, the five sacrifices, the Jagat religious, they were all done. Then, one day, Devaki, Devaki was sitting, his mother, somebody goes in house Krishna Guru Sandhitri exhorted his son. He requested, please bring my son, even though he died 10 years back or 15 years back. Immediately he went and brought him. Then, Shatwani Dham Guru Putram Atma Jajyam Sudhisvitaan. So he was afraid and told both of them, created both Balarama and Krishna. Rama Rama Priyatman Vishnu Yogi Surajuram. I know that you are the Adi Purusha, you are the ultimate God, you are in the beginning, you will be the end, and you will be in the middle, you will always be there. While we are all subject to destruction from time to time. And we have not taken this form in order to lessen the burden of the fire. We have to carry a lot of good out and wicked people, and it seems difficult for you to bear. So you see only for that purpose. And as you are all the lions, please do one hand for me, please do one service for me. Bhojaradhyatam putram kamayen drishtum ahatanam. Kamsa was killing every guy as soon as he was born. Kaila, since you were born, and before the hymnal, Balarama was in my womb. So till that time, I lost all this. Because of the Kamsa, the Bhojaradhyam. So I would like to see them once. You bring them on here. I think it is that you can take away. Krishna has been okay. Then he went to Shankaran to Sutala, one of the yogas down below, where Bhakti Pravati was ruling. The moment he went, then he gave the asana. He said, Krishna, I know that you are every vamana who gave him. Ask for please, you want the Lord. So please tell me what I can do for you. And then she says, you see, there were six sons of her, there were all in these sons. There was a sense of the great Maharishi, Maharishi in the previous birth. And due to some problems, they had to be born again in Devaki's. Devaki's home, and they were all killed from time to time. But now, their mother wants to see them, so I would like to have them back. Immediately, by the Chakravarti, this time they were only there. As is, servants doing all the work. So immediately called them the Bhushan. They went over that. Parishajyankamano te mundadikranavishrajana. She took them all in her lap. And she said, the mother, they are supposed to smell the head of her son. That's what she did. So she was very happy with Krishna. Then Krishna sent them away. Not sent them away. Not back to the place. They all got that moksha. There are already the mighty sons and there have been a lot of tapasya. Finished, so they went back. And now, after some days, in the Vishnu Nagari, there is a king called Bhavanashwa. Bhavanashwa was a great devotee of Bhavanashwa. Similarly, in the same city, there was a poor Brahmin, his name was Sutadeva. He was also a great devotee of Krishna, equally as great as the king. It could happen, Krishna just visited Vidara to see how it is in these days from the days of Janaka. Then the king came there, the Syrian, and then he said, Krishna, you are the Lord Himself. You have taken this form. Please come and be with me in my palace for at least 1 month. Okay. In the meantime, that when Shukadeva also came, how did he see? He said, Krishna, I want you to come and be in my house for him. Okay, it will be done. Now, this dragon is so poor, he cannot afford to treat the human for more than 2 days or 1 day, that's all. Krishna knew it. Krishna took two forms. In one, he went and he lived with the king, Varuna. He went to Bhurashwan, he went to Sukadeva, the Brahmin, he lived with him for 1 month. And Sukadeva and his wife had the vision that Krishna had made them with them for 1 month. So he lived. So both the people had been satisfied. So these are all the miracles he did to show them that he is Lord Himself, who can do such miracles. Once, when they were discussing in my, in the Manishtha in 1957, along with my good day, all the people were discussing about Satyasar Baba, that why he is a Kotapati, he goes to Germany and other places and he gives mission to so many people. And then that's what they were telling so many people. They were telling he was in two places. He was also in Kotapati and people are seen in Germany. This is what they were telling. Then, like you may have just said, yes. About this body also, some people have seen, which has seen me to this. Then people are curious. Somebody tell me, what are those secret things? It will happen that this can only be. She came to meet me, and she said, I'm just going to Shiva Darshan. From today they have agreed to keep me there. How is it again? I have given them a lot of money. He said, you won't say that even for a week you are going to leave. No, 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 I pray to God. So I have to get there. Okay. He went back, he couldn't remain even for a week. Just 1 week, he had to leave. Then she was approached by the Consul General of Germany, in Delhi. She said, I want to be telling you, studying in the public school in Dehradun. I don't want to put him in the hostel. I will hire a house. He will be there, governess and look after them. And they will go to the school and come back. Clearly, she was there. Put everything on all set there. And she was looking after them. And one day when they all go to the school, they were sitting there. There is a big lake there in Dehradun. You are sitting by the side. He just went meeting. Suddenly some doubt came in respect of some shloka in Gita. But actually, just me, she was speaking. She was so interested about this. Her mind was again and again coming back. She didn't think of anything else. Suddenly she saw that my Gurudev was walking towards her. Ah, Gurudev is terrible. She takes us. He comes. Shiva, your thing of this shloka is Gita, Shiva. This is the way, this is actually the real meaning behind it. She expects her. And suddenly, and in one of her memoirs, she has mentioned it all about this. So this ego, I never went out of Vasishtha anywhere to any foreign country in his life in Savannah. But at the same time, that the Dehradun people are speaking, So when the people are God centered and when God is existent, definitely it is not existent. And now, Mr. Christian Mission, when he does Sugadeva, look here. The Vedas are all have got limited words. They can only describe the limited things. Because in the words are all limited. And the Lord is unlimited. And the Lord is no form. How do the Vedas describe the answer, the unlimited, and the one with no form? Do they really describe only God is form? Or do they describe God is form? Or both? That's what we want to know. Then he says, this is very clear. Once the Vedas came to Narayana in Vaikuntha, they began to do the prayers. And they prayed a very good prayer. And one of the prayers is Jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya-jaya సగత కలోకం అఖిల చవకో జగతే కుచితనే ఆత్మనాగరకు అనుసరించి Oh Lord, all between you, Jaiho. See, I swear, one thing from you, please kill this Maya. This Maya is coming along. If you kill it, then Maya, nobody will be affected by Maya. It will be amazing. And you can do. You can easily kill Maya because you are Advaita. It has never been defeated by anybody. You are the supreme entity. So, Maya cannot defeat you. So please. And now you see. Dosha Kriti Tadunam. How is it you are not tempted? Why are you tempted? You are thinking that Maya is giving all nice things to you. Gulab Jamun and Rasgulla and Energy. And very beautiful songs to hear, and very nice things to see. So all these things are given. But underneath she wants to tempt you, she wants to entangle you. So she is full of all these defects. She wants to enslave you. That's what she is doing. And you think, they all are guna, how nice this Maya is, in beauty and all her good things. So, you are mistaking her dosha for guna. Her defects, you think you are her nice qualities. Not at all. And Lord, there is another reason. All these worlds, the entire shakti, the entire energy, is all rest with you. They are all yours. So anywhere you can use them, kill anybody, you can rejuvenate anybody, the entire of the past. All mobile, immovable, and all the things, they are all under your control. So that's it. Sometimes you go along with Maya. You want to enslave some people and involve them in the world. So you go along with Maya. Sometimes you leave Maya and you are pure. You come as an incarnation, you show people how to live a pure life. Your pure life absolutely not a single defect. He's giving a big temple. So God, so we are facing you in both ways. When you are with Maya, then you take some incarnations or something and then you play your maya with people. Nanda was always thinking that you were his son. Nandiya was always thinking that you were his son. It is all due to your maya. Then sometimes, as the pure Lord, who is formless, to that great mercy, you reveal yourself in that way also. So, we talk of you in both ways. Very fruitless as having a form. Very not fruitless as the pure Lord, as the pure final true entity, the final truth. So both we are doing. Then, how to get out of this maya? He says, Duradagama matasya nigamaya tavattatanohom chaitamana vrtasi parivakta parishtamana na paridashanti kejita pavadgama ishwarate karana saroja anta guna tanga vijitta guna. It is very difficult to know the apatattva as you are the final truth. Without any body, without any gunas, any qualities, without any attributes, you are not formless, attributeless, that's your ultimate. It's very difficult to understand it and go over that path. So, that is why from time to time, you take incarnation as Lord Rama, as Lord Krishna. So, tavattatano hum, when people hear the Greek version of nectar, what is the Greek version of nectar? The stories of Bhagavan's incarnation and what sort of course he did. You go on hearing it, it is amrita, it is there. Amrita ocean, that ocean of nectar and ambrosia. And why is the ocean? Because it goes on, goes on, goes on, and then to the end, to that pure description of you. Like that. And who tells you all these things? Who tells you all these things? Charana Saroja Hamsa Kula Sangha Vudhita Vidha. Hamsa Kula is the Paramahamsa. The great Mahatma, the great saint, and when we go to their feet and they talk about you, they talk about your stories, how you incarnated as Vamana, how you incarnated yourself as Parishrama, how you incarnated yourself as Ram, like that, it's you who do it. So, on hearing that, many of the people, they don't want moksha. They say, let us continue to hear it and we are happy only with it. We don't want moksha. We want to be the servant, Lord Krishna. Then, he says, so Lord, we talk of you in both ways. Both are there. Vijitaihikavahyudiradantamanasturagam yayayatantiyantumatilolamupayakhidam vyasarajaranvitasvamavahayaguruscharanam vajjanivajatam jagatakannadarajaratavu. How is the Lord? Only to the feet of your Guru. You have to take a life Guru, you have to go and surrender yourself unto him, and then only you will be able to go on the path to the Lord. Vijeta Vijayika, 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 Vayudihi, Adanta Manas Kuragam. There are people, the mind is just like a heart, a wild heart. You cannot control it. But we have succeeded in controlling it now. And also you are here. Your indriya, your senses, and also your mind, people have been able to control. But in that process, Upaya Chidaram, in finding out the method of how to control them, they get a lot of pain. That is, they get a lot of sorrows. It's not easy to. Jatana Shadanvita, they find hundreds of problems come up, and they are very unhappy in this process of writing and how to control them. Then they leave off this matter. Samavahaya Guru Saranam. They go and catch hold of the feet of the Guru. Vanija Yubhaja Sankhita Karna Dharaja Nadavu. If they don't do, they are like great businessmen who are taking a lot of items to be sold in a big ship. The ship is very good, it is very big. It contains all the said goods, but there is nobody to pilot it. Guru is just like a pilot. So what is the use of having a very big nice boat when there is no helmsman, there is nobody to steer the wheel, there is no pilot. You will be like that to catch hold of the Guru's channel. Like that. Then they stand before the Lord. And then the Raja Parikshit asked one question from Shiva. Deva Sravana Sheshu Ye Vajan Ajivam Shivam Kayaste Janino Bhuja Naturakya Parimharim. Among the Devas, the gods, various gods, among the demons, among the mantras, whoever worships the Shiva, who is always dancing in a creation ground, always Amangal. He never does anything Amangal. That's not the Shiva they worship. And they become very wealthy. The one who worships Lord Vishnu, they all become poorer. They never become wealthy. They lose also whatever they have got. Why all these things? Then he says, yes. The point is, yes, yahamalgrinami harishyata dhanam janiyem tata tato adaram tijan tisya sujana dukkadukkidam. The one on whom I want to give my greed, I go on taking away his money slowly. So a Karvapati becomes a Lakpati, and a Lakpati becomes a Antakpati, and Lakpati becomes a Lakpati. So, this is what happens. And then what happens? Then he has got no money. So all these people, including his wife, his son, his brother, he will go away, and he will become dukkhi, he will become sorrowful, and in future, he will not go near his wife, he will not go near his son. All these fellows are all selfish fellows. They want only my money. Nobody cares for me. So automatically he will get very happy. So that is why I do it. And then, after giving them all, he goes and makes friendship with other farmers who are devotees of the Lord. I don't take his name. And who go on singing about him, and when he becomes friendly with them, then my grace begins to work on him. There's that time when I said, my grace begins to work. I will grant. As well as the people who worship Lord Shiva, he is very easily pleased. within a half an hour you can be an engineer. It's very easy. You only say, Shiva, I like you very well, then you will come and hear what you want. So it's called Ashutosha. Very quickly you speak this step. But such people, they get all the money, and they become proud, I got a lot of money, and then they go down. On the contrary, the people who are Shivai, I take them a offer, but I take them to the ultimate end, to the ultimate goal. This is what happens. And after that, as Shiva is very quickly placed, he himself gets into problems. For example, the story of Vrikasura. Vrikasura was a jealous and Narada said, you see, you worship Lord Shiva, he will give you any number of books. So he worshipped Lord Shiva. No, he didn't come. Immediately he built a big fire and he cut off the shirt and put it there. Then immediately the Lord Shiva appeared and again gave him life. Because Lord made whole, and then he said, I'm very happy with your devotion. Come on, tell me what you want. He said, on whose servant's head I place my hand, he should be reduced to ashes. He should burn and be reduced to ashes immediately. Done. Now, when Lord Shiva came, Parvati was also with him. Now this fellow was thinking, if this Shiva is eliminated, I can take Parvati and give it her. So, she said, Shiva, I want to test whether what you are given is correct. So, she came running to place his hand on Shiva's head. Shiva began to run away. Because he is already given, he can't do anything. He began to run, and inside he was thinking of Lord Hari, please save me from this crisis. Then Vishnu appeared in a different way. He says, oh Vrikasura, you look very tired after having run a long distance. Where did you run? Why? Then he said, this is what happened. He said, fool. Do you believe you will give such a vara, such a boon? Not at all. If you don't believe me, you put your hand into your head and see whether it is ready to carry. He said, that's a good idea. So, Vrikasura put his hand on his head and he will reduce that. So, thus, your friend, Shiva will become his student. So, this is what happens. And then, notice another anecdote, almost almost the last anecdote. Yes, this is the last anecdote. There is a big fire sacrifice for 100 years called Satra with the Mahi, the sage brothers. At that time, a question arose. There are three top gods. The three gods at the top belong. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Who is the best among them? Who is the best among them? Now they chose Bhrigu, who was the biggest sage. And they said, you please go and test them and come and tell us who is the biggest among them, who is the greatest among them. He has went to Lord Shiva. Shiva was very happy to see Prabhu in a famous Maharshi. So he got up from his seat and came to embrace him. Prabhu said, please, please, you are full of amusement. You have got nothing good, nothing delicious, nothing auspicious. You are enough. Look at me. Shiva was angry. He immediately took his tissue, his silence, you wanted to kill him, but no dynamics in that. Then he went to Brahmaji, the same thing was repeated again. He also got angry, he ran away from that. At last he went to Vaikuntha, the Lord's place. And when he went, the Lord was just lying down, and Lakshmiji was massaging his feet. He fell very, and with his right foot, he just kicked his Lord's chest. The moment he saw, he immediately got up, and then he began to massage that foot. My chest is very, very hard, and your feet are very, very soft. And sorry, I put you to inconvenience. I didn't see you coming, so please excuse me. And he began to give all the respect to him. And Bhrigu then and then declared, he is the best among these. Three gods, and he went and told him. Then, the entire Yadu's clan, Yadav, is multiplied, multiplied and multiplied. He himself had 10 sons from each lady. He had 60,000 each. So, 10,000 is 6 lakhs. Okay, then. So 6 lakhs even from Krishna. And then there are so many people, and each one was getting 10, 15, 50, 100, like that. You can get an idea of the total Hindus there, I mean the boys alone. She says, they were having 3 lakh, 3 crore 80 lakh meters to have. So if 3 crore 80 lakh meters were there, even if you put 5 teachers per person. So, how many boys does that mean that we could these people were there? So, the boys were there, apart from the old people and all, they were there, the ladies were there. So, there's a very big clan. And, it's like coaches, friends, Raman, Ashtashi, Shatani, Asani, Yadugula, Raja, Yadukula's gurus were so many. Now, the 10th Sparta is over with this, and we are starting the 11th Sparta. As I told, the 10th Sparta is called the Nirodha Sparta. Your entire mind is concentrated. When the entire mind is concentrated, automatically your brain stops. So, Nirodha means stopping. Yoga is developed in Nirodha. When you stop the dreams, then all thoughts stop. Chittavritti. All the thoughts stop. So when all the thoughts stop and vanish, nothing remains. He says, then the process of yoga. Yoga is reduced to joining. The process of joining, the ultimate Supreme Being is God. Then it starts. This is what the yoga means. Now, very near to Dwarka, there were nice gardens, nice jungles. So many great saints, they came to spend some time there. They were all great days. The yellow boys there, headed by Samba, the grandson of Krishna and the son of Arjuna, they seem like a female who is pregnant. They put certain things, some clothes, and then they put it to look as if it is a pregnant lady. And the boys brought her to the Maharshi. They said, Maharshi, we bow to you, we are all the Yadus here, this lady is pregnant and she is full of modesty. She doesn't want to ask you what is going to be a son or a girl. Yeah, born a girl. In those days, the presenter, arrangements were not that you go there and they see the tree and they say to you, those are not that. So they go to the mashi. The mashi is new. This is a false case. There is no pretension when you are a man. They give a shafa, they give a curse. In that case, they said, yes, out of his womb, out of his stomach, neither a boy will come nor a girl will come. There will be a prison, a big musala, he said, okay. There is a fault in the water. That only will be there. And there will be the cause of death of the entire clan. All the Jews will die. Then the Jews got afraid. He went to the Muslims. They opened it. They found the tactic. Prison was there, he said. Then they took it to the king of Jerusalem at that time. Some king was there. How come? So they took it and closed what all the time we can take a step because they were ordinary people, but they were the sovereign. Doesn't matter. Hey, this iron metal, you resist the powder. They resist the powder, there is only one big piece left and rest is all powder. He said, now take it and throw it in the ocean. Go on. How did make us die? It so happened, all those powder portions, they all went and they were deposited on the banks of the river, not on the shores of the ocean. And later on, they became big grass, like Dharma. You see, little Dharma grass, which can create a wound if you do like this. You can, this thing can take wound so far in many places. Like this, there's another type of grass, it's called Hiraka. It's almost like Dharma, but more intense and more and sharper still. And they're all there. And this big piece, this was eaten away by a big fish. And at last, our fisherman tried this and sent this to a hunter. And the hunter, when he opens, he finds it big. The things are sharp. He said, yes, I've used it from the arrow. You know, it will definitely wound a person to death. So, he attacked it with his arrow in some way. With that only, that hunter only is going to kill Krishna. He's also an adult. He said, everybody will go. Everybody will only so 10 or 12 stands up and finally, then the entire new plan is completely gone. This is to show God has no question of saying, my community, my men, my father. No, he's equal to all. Because he felt when all the other people had been defeated and gone, now Edo clan became very proud. They said, now there's nobody on earth who can defeat us, who can fight with us and defeat us. We are the suzerain emperors of the entire India. Wherever people have caused them, rise, God took the man. He flashed it down. So naturally, he completely eliminates the man itself. So even if two or three go away, the other fellows will be proud. So he said, the entire clan has to be completely angry. is not there. And now, in the meantime, again, we have heard Garabhata, who came, and then who finally, in the fifth skanda, he gives the spiritual instruction to the king Rudra. Now he had 100 sons. Out of them, 8 sons became Yogeshwaras. They had done a lot of yoga, and they had become great saints, and they had all mystic powers. They can go anywhere, abhyas anything. Nobody can accept them. Wherever they want, they can go to Vaikuntha, they can go to Kailas, they can go to Brahmalok, they can go to Narlok, they can go to Jalalok. So, they can go anywhere they like. Now, Vasudeva is asking Narada, Narada king, Naraki, still my mind is not at peace. You tell me, what are the Bhagavata Dharma? What are all the laws for the devotees which they have to observe in order to reach the Lord? They are called the Bhagavata Dharma. The dharma by following which we can reach our goal, that is the ultimate reality, and we can become one with them. And Vasudeva says, well, I need to tell something new. The same question was asked at one time by King Nimi to the 9 Yogeshwaras who came there. So I can only repeat that one reason, and that will clear your doubts. Now, these 9 Yogeshwaras, nobody can stop them, and they can go to the Svarga, they can go to the Loka of Siddhas, they can go to the Loka of Shekhas, Kuberas, they can go to the Gandharvas, Shinnagas, Nagas, all any bad, wherever they are, they can go to all the birds. So, Sahegadagine Sattu Upadekpura Vichya Vajnas, they came to their king, Nimi, was at that time doing a big sattva. And he said, sattva is done for the benefit of the entire world. Any number of people can go if he is one and then put down. All other yagas and yajnas are meant for the benefit of one person. He can only be yajmana. So all the people cannot be. And these sattvas, they go for the minimum of 100 years to 1000 years. Then, Raja, the Nimi, he is very happy when he sees the 9 Yogeshwaras that have come over there. And then he says, Ha, Vishnu's Bhutani Lokanam, Ha, Ranayi Charanti. You are all the messengers of the Lord Himself, and you are going everywhere in order to spread His message for the benefit of the entire world. Then he says, Vidyahas, Sir, Santare Sinishanath Dhopi, Sasangasya Vidhindranam. You have come, even if you spend half a second in your Sasanga, it will bring all the benefits to us. So, this is the occasion which you are, which I am trying to exploit. So I want to ask you a question. Dharman Bhagavatam Yudhaya Yajena Shruti Ekshavam. If you think we are fit to ask here he is telling the Bhagavata Dharma. The Dharma which the devotee has to observe, the various laws, which he has to observe, the moral laws, which he has to observe, the moral law and the spiritual laws which he has to observe in order to reach the Lord. Then, for this question, Kavi, one of the nine, Yogisha, she answered, Manye Pudasya Dhyamakritasya Padamuja Opadamatra Nityam Udhigna Uddehe Adadatma Bhavati Vishwatmana Yatya Nivakta Devi. The only way in which you can get rid of all fear. We are all living in a complex world full of fear mongers. My son has gone to school. He has not come by 5 o'clock. When I come up, they say, oh, today we are given the chokki. So at 11 o'clock, everybody has come home this year. Now, respect what happened to the child. The child is 24 years old. He doesn't know his place. So what will happen? Fear mongers. And then you are working as a computer engineer, and then the recession. You know, in so many other companies, they have already discharged 10 people, 12 people due to recession. Now you are afraid you will lose your job also. Again, fear conflict. My father has been admitted in the ICU. The doctor says, for 24 hours he cannot tell anything. He has to see and observe, then only he can tell something. Again, you are afraid for your body. So our entire life is full of fear, fear, fear. And how can you be from the fear? Padam bhujo apadhanamakra nityam. The only way to get rid of the fear is casual of the Lord's feet. Because the Lord's lotus feet, you worship it, the background of it, well, all the fear is going away. Then, number 2, Kavyena Bhata Amartendriya Jyantana Bhagavate Sabhavad. Whatever you do, don't say, I do. I know it. I give the decision and it came out. All this is the equity of the Lord. I need nothing. No kartama. All is God. Everything was given by Him. So, whatever you did by your body, whatever you talk, is all God has taught. Whatever you did with your body, you didn't do. Is the Lord. By the mind, whatever you thought of, is all thought of with the Lord. By your senses, whatever you did, all is the mind. I need nothing else. Thus, whatever you do the Atmana Guru, Lord Narayana. The only easy way is, say, a housewife, she likes to take a kiss 15 times a day, 30. Keep a Lord's small photo, just by studying the world. You prepare the tea for yourself, your husband has gone to the office. You show it to him. Lord, I am giving it to you. You please kiss it. I will take it up. You are Krishna. And then you take it. So what is ordinary tea is just in Krishna. So that is the will of you. So it's an easy way. And when there is a father and mother in old people's house, what do you do in the evening? You want to go for a partition of stupid. You will call your mother, Amma, and go to the market and I will be back. Okay? Right. Or, in your office you got a letter, let your brother-in-law manage the system. As soon as you come, you will tell your wife. On the contrary, you go into the puja and tell the Lord, Lord, then I got this from brother-in-law. His marriage is settled. Her service already 34. They've got to come in. They won't be married. It's all things great. then it's not giving man his glory. So I just want to do a clever adversity. That's all. And when you belong every time, you tell the Lord and go, Lord, and just going to the market. So you speak in an intimate way, and it's all the easy methods which you can have, that you need not sit down and do have a breed and make your Japan Ujjain into a breed and all that. Nothing. It's very so easy. So it's making your own. And everything you say is all yours. It's all yours. Narayana yata samasyami. You dedicate everything to him. It's all yours. Then avidyamanokyavadiyatvayoho jadudhyasaprahmanoradhavyata. How is that going to be people here? Because all your fear comes because there is another person. So long as another person, you are afraid. This fellow may tell it to me, to my boss, and he has told previously also, I should be careful about him, so you are afraid of him. So long as there is a fan and a friend who is giving the purpose, when a fellow is living in the fellow of his body, and he dies. So, wherever there is a second thing, you are afraid of people do something. Then as you stand, you are afraid. Someday, there may be a leakage, you may touch it and it will give you a shock. Wherever there are two things, you feel. Then, how those two things are seen? Are they real? Not at all. You are alone in your room, and you are sleeping, and you are having a dream. In the dream you see 20, 30 people. Your father is no longer there here. He is no longer in this world. You see, he comes and talks to you. And there are so many people known and unknown. That's what they have. They talk like you, they joke like you, they walk like you. Then that's it. They are alive like you. Then that's what they come. Then you became all. During the dream, you became all the lucky people because from nowhere they can come. They are all your sages who are materialized into some person. That's all. They are all your thoughts. The entire cinema, the drama is taking place, say in Bombay. So then Bombay you are seeing now. It's only a thought. There's no real Bombay there. It's only a thought. So everything is a thought, just like in Sapna. And that is why you think that there are two. When you get up, you will find you are alone and there is no here. Because you are ignorant and you are still sleeping, you are still having the drama, dream drama, and you are seeing so many people. So what you should do? Get out of the dream. How to get out of this dream drama is all being done. The ultimate is all being done by the Lord. So you pray to him, then he will say, this man is not interested in praying. So this thought will take him off. He will absorb in himself. And all the time, he is in continuous touch with you. After all, your thought cannot be separate from the thinker. The thinker and thoughts are all these things. So, when his thought begins to pray, well, it's always linked. It always goes to the Lord. And he will help you. Then, how one should get rid of this? Sopna. Shinvan sabatranir dandavane jinmani karmani jayani login गीतानि नामानि तदर्थकानि गणन विलज्जो विचरेद संगा. The ways, the Lord, various, what all he has done, how he has taken cognition in Ram and Krishna, as Rama what all he has done, as Krishna what all he has done, well, you go on hearing them. And you go on hearing the names of the Lord. There are 1,000 names. There are 108 names. Ashtavakrasata. Then Sahasranama. So you go on telling them. And you sing of the Lord. Rajan Ganajo Obijaya Sasanga. So absolutely without any vajra, without any shame, shamelessly, you go on singing about the Lord. And don't have any attachment to anybody. Go on going from place to place, never have an attachment. That's all. That is very sincere. Never have an attachment. And like that, when you do, you have to see that everything is Lord's own body. Sarisamudram, sarisariram, ityintabhutam, padunetananyam. All these rivers, all these oceans, everything is the body of the Lord. And whatever being is there, the internal thing is not separate from the Lord. It's the Lord Himself has taken this form. So, mentally, you bow to that, to everybody. Whether it's a donkey, whether it's a horse, mentally, you will. Don't do it in practice. Because, nādvaitam, na kriyādvaitam kuryāt. Never do it in action. So, all mentally. And if you do it, then what will you get? Look here, when you eat food, it gives three things. Tushtihi, pushtihi, kridabhayo, nukhasam. Every handful you take, you get all these things. Tushtihi, satisfied. Ah, sambhasas, very good. Ah, nukhasam, oh, very good. Still more. Ah, the last, final buddha, that is. They want. So, you get the satisfaction. And then you get nourishment. Something that has vitamins, something that has B-complex. So all these things are there. Pushti. 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 Then, Kudalaya. You are feeling hungry. That hunger is the hunger is eliminated. So you get three. In the same way, by thinking of the Lord, what all you get? Bhakti. You get devotion. Your devotion becomes stronger. Pareshan bhava. You go on. In due course, you see the presence of the Lord Himself by your side. So, you get the experience of that ultimate reality. Then, directly, you get absolute dispassion with the rest of the things. All these three things, you get. Then, by doing all these things, so in the same way, by doing, worshipping the Lord, what do you get? Bhakti, virati, bhagavat pramoda. Your devotion becomes stronger, and your dispassion with all the world becomes stronger, and you awake the divinity within you, bhagavat pramoda. The divinity which is lying dormant in you, it gets manifested outside. Tadaparam shantu vaihihasa. When all these things come, then you get the ultimate peace of mind, which is part of this source. Now the Radha is asking another question. Atahadotam bhruktayam. Yadharmo yajisho vrnam yata jarati yad bhruti ye ilinge il bhagavat kriyam. People are doing the bhagavat dharma. All they are doing the same way. So, which is the way God likes best? Which is the way that God likes middling? Or, which is the one which he least likes? Please tell us. You see? Then Hari, another one, he takes up now. He said, Sarva Bhutevya Pashyati Bhagavat Bhagamatmanam Bhutani Bhagavatya Atman Yesha Bhagavatuttamanam. This is all the third jaya in the Bhagavad Sandha. It contains the Vidya. You see, the best of devotee is he who sees in all beings the God. Not only in the temple, not only in the statue, he sees the Lord everywhere. And he is the Bhagavata Uttama. He is the best of the devotee. Then, Adhyaya Mevahariyen, Bhujyanyasya Dehade, Adad Bhakte Kujanyeshu, Sabhakta Prayata Sudam. The one who thinks that my God is only in this photo, my God is only in this statue, and thus he does the puja to that God, but he has got no respect for his devotees or for anybody, and he is the lowest of bhaktas. Everybody is a bhakta. When you are born, you are always bhakta. So we have to reach that Gurudevata, whether we are aware or not, and then the final goal. So you are the bhakta of the goal. So that's all right. And greed, pride, envy, hatred, your ambition, and shati. We are all in this world. Somebody brings and gives you something, so I have to eat. I eat it. So I am so many items. I am grasping through my senses every day. Then, by doing it, I don't get sick. I hate. So the one who does not hate anything, nothing. Delivery is very good. I like it the best. So Jona breaks in understanding. Neither he hates anything, nor does he specially get happy about anything. He just hates them. And he is the Bhagavata Uttama. We call Maya Vidam Vashyam. The attraction is not Maya. All the attractions, all the temptations, let me not become a victim of it. Let me take them. That's the limit of any reaction. No reaction. Simply, like a witness, tell you like something goes, something comes out. Then, he says, Nadama Kamani Dhanam, Yasachere Sambhava, Vasudevai Ganeya, Sabheva Rottama. Absolutely, no desire ever sprouts in his heart. Nakama, Karma Dhanam, and what is desire? It is the deed of action. First you desire, then you put it into action. So, the Karma Dhanam, action comes, the domain is there. First desire, then the action. This material is about absolutely neither action nor desire, nothing comes from his heart. Vasudeva Ikanilayam, Sabhi Bhagavata Uttama. The Lord alone is his refuge. The Lord alone is his shelter. He never thinks of anything else. And Satyavani, he is the best Bhagavata Uttama. And now he says, who is the top, number one among all the devotees? Tribhavana Vibhavaye Devi Agunta Sruti. Even when he gets to be the king of all the three worlds, Bhurvarasura, all the three worlds, he has been made in charge. Even after getting such a prosperity, absolutely, his remembrance of God never leaves him. Amusta Smriti, the smriti of the remembrance, it remains unaffected. And, Ajitatva Sunadhi Vrishnu Vrijnati. કહેના ચાલી ભગવત પદાર્થિંદ્રિમ The one whose mind never goes half an inch away from the Lord's feet. The Lord's feet, which even the asuras are cutting off without doing much, they want to get it. Even they are all searching for it. And his mind should not go away from The lotus feet of the Lord, lava nishabdhamati, not even for the drop of opulence. See, a drop of opulence even, see, his mind will not go away from the Lord. And he's number one, our mind. Vaishnavadhyaya is put in the first line, he's there. So like that, he does love. Other questions is going on. Then that we will see tomorrow. These are all the jnana. See, all these are jnana only. The entire world starts with jnana. And then in between there are stories which will also teach you the same thing. But all the jnana he gives is related to bhakti, not the pure jnana, not the ultimate thing. Ultimate thing cannot be described, cannot be put in words, so he can only approach it through devotion. So, this is the bhakti nishrit jnana. Yeah, jnana which is mixed along with devotion, that one again is wet and it can easily get you to the Lord. So the entire jnana is based on that. From beginning to end. Om Satya Prajapati Paripalaya Sam Yagya Namah Jaya Namah Himmahi Sam Om Brahmane Indra Shabhakta Mishya Loka Samastra Sabino Bhavitu Pahale Vakshata Pajjana Pratili Sanchadani Devrayam Prabhareha Namana Sadridhana Sarve Bhavanta Shikyana सर्वे संत निरामया सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् प्रमादभवेत् प्रणिर्मजान देवं जात्रालोकेश्वरः करोमि यत् सकलं धरति नारायणाय सत्यम्